catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
The last less than 5 working days or 3 working days have been one of the most interesting in the tech space generally in the world, especially when we look at emerging technologies. Why? Well, if you haven't been living under the rock, you would know. If you have, then it's fine. Thank God you're out now, so you would still know that OpenAI, literally in the last 1 year since November 2022, the biggest thing, the buzzword in the tech space, AI, and OpenAI, the company who has like moved the conversation to the top of the table, sacked its CEO. And this happened, well, word got out on Thursday that, you know, they were going to let go of Sam Altman, who has served as the poster boy for artificial intelligence in the last 1 year. Now, everyone was in shock as to what happened, why, because even the announcement post was a little bit unclear about what exactly he had done wrong. It was just communication. That was the major thing. Well, I have someone who is in the PR space. When we talk of public relations, you know, he's one of the big guys here in Nigeria, and he likes to be called the senator. But I'll just ask him, how do you want us to like address you today?
Thank you, Anthony. Yeah, you can use senator. Let's have it, senator.
Okay, beautiful. So we have the senator here with us. First off, PR strategist, is that good?
Yes.
Okay, good way to describe you. So when you first heard the news of OpenAI sacking its CEO, Sam Altman, who has been like the poster boy for artificial intelligence, you know, ChatGPT and that rave and the buzz, what came to your mind at first as a PR strategist, as a PR guy?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was an internal, you know, crisis was going on and politics was at play. I felt perhaps toes have been stepped on and some persons felt there was a need for immediate change internally. Mm-hmm. So I was just hoping to see how things unfolded over time. Looking forward to, okay, what exactly, you know, happened internally. And I think up until today, many of us are still, what we've been hearing is a lot of conspiracies, a lot of, you know, okay, this is what could have happened. Mm-hmm. But for me, given the light of things, I think I would go with this belief, which is, I feel the board was seeing Sam Altman as becoming too powerful. And, you know, as you are the brain, but they bring in the money. And you know how wealthy people do, you cannot just be controlled. And I feel he might be someone who is bashful or someone who just, well, I'm the brain of this business. So you guys cannot, you know, begin to control me. And he might want to be controlled. But the board felt like we have the powers. We brought in the money and all that. So I just believe it was pure internal politics as things have, you know, eventually unfolded. So I think that's basically what I've, you know, seen.
Okay. So immediately they announced this, a media frenzy, you know, started. And they announced an interim CEO, which is someone who was the chief technology officer, yeah. Mira Murati. And just about the same time, some tweets by Greg Brockman, who everyone thought had an idea of what happened. He's chairman of the board, of but course. He started tweeting and saying, oh, he had no idea what was happening. And he quit on Twitter, yeah. Right?
I think the assistant to, what was his name? Sam Altman also.
Sam also quit. We had a couple of, you know, reactions that trailed that. At the same time, staff started threatening.
About 703 of them decided that they were going to leave. I saw that tweet yesterday, and you know, it was shocking.
What do you think about how this crisis was managed? Thinking of looking at it from a boardroom crisis thing, mm-hmm. to like a proper, everyone is afraid of what happens with this, you know, new technology that everyone is trying to get into. Okay. How do you manage that crisis? Also, if OpenAI is looked at as that company that's supposed to take us, usher us into the new AI world, mm-hmm. you know, it means they also had a responsibility to like humanity. Definitely. How do you think they were able to manage that?
Well, that's a lot of questions in one. Okay. But let me say how the boardroom politics, you know, played out generally. I feel it was a bit messy, although they tried to use PR terms in announcing in using the word transitioning throughout the whole phase, they never necessarily said that he has been sacked. They said he's transitioning, and you know, when Microsoft said they are going to give him his own AI team internally to lead another AI development, and now we are hearing that, you know, he's back. So it's a bit messy because one of the things we got is that Microsoft was not even in the loop, was not necessarily in the loop of whatever the board was doing. And that I think those, exactly, those who planned the coup, because that's what, you know, we have to bring in political terms into the tech world now. It is what it is.
It's so a board coup.
Though, exactly. So those who planned the coup should have carried Microsoft along. But something still tells me that there will be a part of Microsoft that, you know, kind of exactly of something is going on. But I just want to see how it will play out. But, you know, you cannot have the, should I call him deputy CEO or what, to Sam Altman leaving and key engineers leaving for a product that you have a lot of investment in. And from what I'm hearing, the idea is to have a OpenAI as an OS in the long run. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. So that is the ongoing plan. You understand? So you must understand that Microsoft understands what they are trying. And Microsoft was like, okay, so we need to find a way to... I don't know whether they are to pacify the board or whatever, to bring him back. Because forming another internal team for him to develop another AI, whatever solution, or it's more like you're building another set of ChatGPT. So for me, I think at first, there was a lot of panic. There was no proper communication. And these are issues. You know, in crisis communication, it is fundamental that you communicate properly. It's not just about communicating. It is fundamental that you communicate properly. We are just hearing it's transitioning.
How well did OpenAI and Microsoft communicate, like, in this, you know, crisis?
No. So they were just giving us snippets of information, you know. We're just
also coming from, like, people and not exactly the organization.
Exactly, not them. So it's more like
tweeting.
It's more like they
did not
have
the
communication officer internally who could have, you know, even if you want to keep the fight internal, let the information come.
Channel.
Exactly, let it be channel. So we're just getting conspiracies. Someone was even saying Sam Altman wanted a kind of increase in, you know, the pricing. I think for every search on ChatGPT, they spend about $0.75 or so. Wow. And so then there was another person accusing was the leader of the coup was Ilya. In my mind, I'm like, we are just getting information. Everyone is now trying to be. At the point, I'm like, I'm very, very sure some persons who went on ChatGPT to ask. ChatGPT has sacked too. So, that was what came to my mind. And I'm like, this conspiracy. So I just had to, you know, zone off at the point. And I was waiting. Then I think Microsoft now took it upon themselves to do the needful. That was when Satya came and said, they understand this and that. So as a point of so and so, they are bringing Sam Altman internally and they are going to give him his own team. So then another conspiracy came up. I don't know if you follow. Which is why I said proper communication was essential. There's something about crisis management that is fundamental. You need to be able to control everything from the beginning. You communicate, then you control. It is important. But when you miss those key two things, when you miss them, it becomes an issue.
So with what happened, before we get to like an advice on how to properly manage crises like this when they come, because we'd still see a lot of companies fall into this board and CEO or board and, you know, whoever is leading the company.
Of course.
Now, before we get to that, do you think this was in any way a marketing stunt?
I don't believe so. Like
maybe
I said,
maybe not communication. Maybe
trying
a marketing
to wing up
stunt.
Something and trying to. The kind of top of the mind something, and
would it, if it was, if no, first off, do you think it was? Yes or no?
I don't believe so.
You doubt? Okay, so if at all, you know, you don't think it, you know, it is. Does this like pay in terms of, you know, how we perceive the brand OpenAI? Does this pay OpenAI or not?
So it's dicey to now say how it will affect the reputation. I believe that's where you're going.
Reputation. Yeah?
Yeah, it's dicey, but for me, I think it's just clash of egos.
Okay.
You know, most people were feeling that it was too controlling, and what you are bringing, of course, somebody bringing a brain to the table is the one selling your product. You cannot deny that. While, yes, you are the venture capitalist, you are the angel investor and all that. But we must understand that one fundamental thing is communication was not clear. apparently we can admit that maybe Sam Altman was stepping on toes, and those who were feeling maligned, or what's the word they use, alienated per se, those they were now planning the coup internally, you understand. But I just feel these things will continue to happen as far as there's no clear communication, and as far as there's no clear communication channel also, it's something that someone internally could have solved or resolved amicably. It's something that did not necessarily require the board to now sit on, you know, saying we are removing, because what's the point of you removing in about 3 or 4 days? He's back.
So that 3 or 4 working days.
it was like a leave.
Exactly.
So now looking at what has happened with him returning, what would you advise in terms of dealing with crises like this when they come up, and for OpenAI to ensure that something like this doesn't come up? Whose responsibility is it to ensure that that communication bridge they talked about gets you? We put that bridge so that we don't have that bridge.
So the first thing OpenAI needs to do now is stakeholder engagement. Like I was discussing with my boss this morning, and he mentioned something like that, and I think it's important, because whether you like it or not, you want to make profit, you want to keep selling. I understand that they introduced a voice model to their mobile whatever this morning, and if the goal is OS, you need to be able to communicate trust. Now it's not about even promoting it. First you need to communicate trust, because the issue with AI today is about trust. You understand, are my information safe? A lot of websites now are now blocking OpenAI from accessing their information. iGuardian or some other platforms like that are doing that. And, you know, so it's because, you know, people can easily go on, people even build on OpenAI's model, of course, to build whatever. And people can easily go to ChatGPT and say, blah, 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 and you get the information out. So if platforms like this cannot trust you, and this kind of information begin to go out, it presents an issue for a lot of people using your platform. So you first of all need to communicate trust among your key stakeholders, the board, the user. We need to be able to trust you that it is safe to use, and it is not just about telling me it is safe. I don't know if you're getting my point.
Showing me that
yes, you
safe.
Need to be able to show me. I'm not a full techie coding guy, but you know, there are times when you can communicate trust, and I see it. One of the issues people had with Facebook at a point in time was Facebook could not communicate trust properly. And, you know, by the time it began to acquire WhatsApp, and in fact, that was one of the issues they had with Facebook, that you claim our privacy, but you can send us status and we can see it. It's invasion of privacy. Exactly. So these are the issues that we need to look at. So you need to be able to communicate. Exactly. Enter an equation, but then you can send me this thing. So a lot of people flagged this. So, but we cannot deny the fact that we are in a world where everybody in the technology space deals with people's users' information.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing. It's a big market, because you have your advisors coming. Look at what Elon Musk is doing with his Grok. Only people that are on the Twitter Blue subscribers can access Grok.
Yeah.
So we can accept that that is a form of encryption. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Yes, it might be a marketing strategy for him. Basically, so I just feel OpenAI needs to do stakeholder engagement a lot. They need to communicate. And internally, like I said, internally, they need it's not, we don't want to hear anyhow person coming to tell us this is what is happening. Let them have, I believe they have, but I don't know whatever happened. It maybe a director of information who is sitting on the board, which is why public relations is not just it's a boardroom thing. It's not a back sitting, it's a boardroom. You are involved in the process itself. You know what is ongoing. So if they had communicated properly, it's not as if they did not tell us what is happening. So please, I think people should understand. They communicated, but they did not communicate properly. We do not want, yes, it's transitioning, you use the language, but you did not tell us this is it, this is that. We now began to hear conspiracies. Oh, is transitioning, what they announced what first was, is transitioning, not is going to, there's a leadership transition at OpenAI. You didn't tell us. So if you had put all, we should not now wait for Microsoft to now tell us. No. The moment there's a coup, the next thing, because investor confidence will start towards reducing, and whether you like it or not, people are investing in AI these days. So I just feel, like I mentioned, very key, communicate and try as much as to be in control. I'm not saying you should now do propaganda, but try to be in control. Communicate and try to be in control. So that's just all I have.
Thank you very much. Control your narrative. And this is also, like, you know, something for African founders and African board members and boards to actually learn from. And thank you very much, Senator, for sharing these thoughts with us. And we hope that we do not get to see much more drama come up.
Well, expect drama.
We should, right? I want
especially from Microsoft.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Expect more drama.
Okay. Well, all said by Senator. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.